One of those players was Lance King, the Kingstonian keeper, who can now put And England after his name. And he joins me on the line now. Hello, Lance.
Hello there.
Fantastic experience for you. I understand you didn't even realise you were going to be playing for England.
No, when I got the phone call from my manager from Kingstonian, he said that I'd been selected for a representative side, so I just presumed it was the Ryman League, which I played in last year.
Right.
And he phoned, I think, 24 hours later to actually tell me that the itinerary was 4 days long and it was in Belgium. And then that was when I realised that actually it was for England and not the Ryman League.
Did you have to check your passport?
Well, no, I didn't actually. I knew I'd got one, but it was a lovely thing to have, you know, come over the phone, because I honestly thought it was just the Ryman League, and to have that kind of surprise, it was fantastic, really.
Well, what was it like, the actual experience of being out there?
Well, I mean, it's all red carpet kind of stuff, really, because they look after you so well. I mean, you eat healthily, you do everything by the book, basically. Everything is done as they would want to do it, as professionally as possible, and it is very, very professional. I mean, they look after you, like I say, and basically, when we went, there was a 15, 16-man squad that you didn't really know a great deal about each other, and some of the things that Paul Fairclough did to make us get to know each other was superb.
Like what?
Well, there were certain things they had, like team meetings and debriefings and type things, and you had to sit down with one of your fellow players and ask them 5 questions about himself, and then after those 5 questions, he'd obviously ask you the same questions, and then you'd go back into the main meeting, and then you'd have to talk about that person.
Well, I guess you've got that problem of not knowing your own teammates, I guess, which doesn't help, but then you're playing a team that I guess you didn't really know a great deal about either.
No, that's right. I mean, obviously, your fellow teammates, you knew of them because playing the same league as you or similar leagues to you, and if you read them on the paper anyway, you get to know about the players. But also with the Belgium under-23 guys, I mean, we knew nothing about them. We didn't know how good they'd be or whatever. And, you know, it turns out that the striker that scored 2 goals had played for Genk in the Champions League this year, so they weren't a bad standing.
No, it's not a bad opponent, is it, really? I mean, they're a pretty decent team. And as you say, one of those players playing in the Champions League that you had to face.
That's right. I mean, I think Paul Fairclough said that he was honoured in the way that we conducted ourselves and the way we played. We didn't let ourselves down. I mean, we had a man sent off after 25 minutes, which doesn't help. The Belgian referee was very biased, I must say, and I'm not just saying that, it was very much like that. So after 25 minutes, we're down to 10 men, and we actually put up a very, very brave performance. And I mean, we got back to 2-1 at one stage, and if we'd have held on for a little bit longer, you just never know.
Are you hoping that this is the start of things to come?
Well, I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I'm 34 now, so in a sense, it's probably a bit of a swan song for me. But certainly some of the other players that are in the squad, I mean, they showed some capabilities there. There's no real reason why he shouldn't pick them again. I mean, they did themselves proud, and their country.
And back to the Ryman Premier League now. And what are your teammates like? Are they ribbing you, or what?
Well, I haven't actually been through yet, so I should go through Saturday and see them. But no doubt there will be a bit of stick being thrown at us, especially if we go even with that England kit on as well. So, okay, that way.
Did you watch much of the game last night?
Yes, I saw most of it. It just shows you even the full 11 can't get a win sometimes. So,
no.
Any standard of football on the night itself, you know, you win, lose or draw, it depends on your performance. And certainly our performance was better than the England first team last night, I must admit.
Excellent. Lance Key there, Kingstonian and England keeper. Thank you very much for joining us this evening on BBC London 94.9. Plenty more to come.